I'm Anjanette Levy, and this is Simply Medicine on 55KRC, the talk station. Now, on this show, we've talked a lot about eating a healthy diet, and it's hard. It's not easy. Everybody's busy. I remember when I was a kid, I feel like my mom was always cooking these meals from scratch every night, and I don't know how she did it because I don't know if I could do that every night, and I don't do that every night. So joining us to talk a little bit about eating a healthier diet is Anita Dock. She owns Anita Dock Nutrition Counseling, and she's a registered dietitian and nutritionist and has a lot of other skills associated with that. So Anita, welcome to Simply Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
It's wonderful to be here.
Anita, what should we all be eating? I feel like, you know, it's pretty standard stuff. Fruits and vegetables, protein, things of that nature. But, you know, it's hard when you're working all day and you're on the go, you can prep the stuff over the weekend. What should we all be eating?
So if you look at what your plate should look like, the typical person, men especially, are going to make their protein the star of that plate.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really want the protein to be the star. I really want the fruits and vegetables, and in particular, more the vegetables than the fruit to be the star. I want to see color on that plate. Every single nutrient is usually, or every single food, I should say, has a different color, and that color translates into different nutrients. So I want to see different colors. So if you're going to have chicken, the chicken's only needs to be 3 to 4 ounces. It doesn't need to be half the plate. And then with it, let's try to find as many colors as we can. So maybe butternut squash, so we get some orange. And maybe the vegetable needs some red. So maybe roasted tomatoes, or maybe beets and beet greens, which are incredibly, incredibly nutritious. And then maybe a salad, but not an iceberg lettuce salad, but something with as much green and purpley red as you can get, like a red leaf lettuce. The more purple and red your fruits and vegetables are, the more nutrient dense they are. And then with that, maybe have tomato soup also, if you don't want to have like roasted tomatoes with it, and maybe have a dessert of blueberries. So you're trying to get 5 different colors a day, but what if you could just do 5 different colors at a meal? And not just wait for dinner time to get your vegetables in.
So like a rainbow on your plate.
Yeah. And 5 to 12 servings of vegetables and fruit a day is what we're aiming for. Well, that is a lot. Like, count how many fruits and vegetables you've had today, if I don't put you on the spot right now.
Oh, well, today I haven't had any, which is really bad. I had like some granola with yogurt in the morning, but today was a weird day. But yesterday, like, this is what I do. And tell me if you think this is okay. Sometimes okay. I'll get those frozen steamable bags of vegetables at the store, and I'll eat like a whole one with my lunch, like of broccoli or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think those are easy and they're healthier than a canned vegetable, but I don't do that every day, and I should. So you're saying we should have fruits and vegetables, like on my dinner plate, if I'm having chicken, maybe have a fruit and vegetables both on that plate and bigger portions of those items rather than the protein.
Well, you still have the protein, but less of it. It right. should be only like a quarter of the plate. And I like to see a meal that's 80% vegetables.
Interesting.
So if you would take whatever was served for dinner that had that balance, put that in at just have those leftovers for lunch. And then you're equally getting all those fruits and vegetables at lunch. And then your breakfast, do eggs and mix a whole bunch of vegetables in there.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like an omelet or something.
Like do an omelet or do yogurt with a lot of fruit in it, or do a lettuce wrap sandwich in a really good leafy green or green leaf lettuce for breakfast. It doesn't have to be traditional breakfast foods. Instead of orange juice, have vegetable juice. Or V8 has all these V8 splashes. You could do something like that. Your snacks could be more fruit and vegetable based. You could do cottage cheese and fruit. You could do hummus with dipped in vegetables. Mm-hmm. You could take those mini peppers and you could open those up and put Laughing Cow light cheese in there. You could try what other things? There are some chippy things that are made out of lentils that I love, as long as they're not too high in fat. Or you could buy Bare Apples. It's an actual brand mm-hmm. name. And those are like freeze-dried apples. You could do Greek yogurt for your snacks. You could do kind bars and at least get some good plant-based fats for your snacks. So you're trying to get everything you eat to be the most nutrient-dense item that you could choose.
We are here with Anita Dock. She is a registered dietitian and nutritionist. She owns Anita Dock Nutrition Counseling in Blue Ash. Anita, we were talking before we started this about the difference in men and women's diets. Like, it's a challenge for both, but talk to us about the difference between helping men change their diets versus women.
This is what I see in my practice. Men want things easy. They don't want to think about it and they want it fast. They're going to rush out the morning. They want me literally to tell them every single thing they eat. And they are very diligent and they will do anything I tell them. Mm-hmm. But I don't want people eating the same thing every day because then you're getting the same nutrients over and over again. You're not getting enough variety and you get the good with the bad. You know, peanut butter might be great. It's a plant-based fat, but it is high in fat. So if you did that for your lunch and did a peanut butter sandwich every day, you know, there's good about it, but it's also a little too high in omega-6 fatty acids, which are more the inflammatory fatty acids. So that if you did that every single day and then you put on it jelly that had high fructose corn syrup in it, mm-hmm. and you're doing it on crappy bread, you're just getting like the same thing every day. But if you, you know, did a different sandwich every day, or you didn't do a sandwich. Some days you did a salad or a bowl of chili or a stir fry. And then you try to find entrees that are vegetable based to begin with. That's good. But what makes men and women different? So if they have food put in front of them, they'll eat it and they are not real particular. So that makes them really nice to be with. But the problem is when we make men do things and it takes effort, then it makes it harder for them to comply. So then you have to, you know, they're not always willing to bring their lunch to work. They tend to go out for their meals. So then it's a matter of them getting much more mindful about what they choose and where they choose to eat. People in general are impulsive. Men are even that much more impulsive. I have had situations where I've eaten dinner with some of my clients because I happen to also know them. And I know what I've taught them in the office and it goes out the window when I see them in a restaurant.
Interesting. You're like, why are you even coming to me and spending this money on my sessions? Right. I'm at a restaurant with you and you're just eating garbage.
Right. And they tend to eat a lot of appetizers, which are real high in fat. Mm-hmm. And they tend to drink a lot of alcohol, which adds calories and no nutrition. Alcohol robs you of nutrients by trying to process it and take it out of the system. The body looks at alcohol as a toxic substance. So alcohol is just calories and also leads to that beer belly and that apple shaped body mm-hmm. form, which is associated with a metabolic syndrome. And a lot of people in their midlife end up having metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is when you have a combination of issues, maybe of a low cholesterol HDL, or you have a high triglyceride, or you have a large waist circumference, or you have high blood sugars, or you have high blood pressure. And if you have a few of those or many of those, then you are considered to have something called metabolic syndrome. And then that increases your risk for heart disease and diabetes and some chronic diseases in that department.
Well, this has all been very interesting, especially the conversation about alcohol. I know people really like to drink, but alcohol is not healthy. Think about right. what you're putting in your body. And then I think, you know, there's sugar in it, in some of it, and it converts, I think, to sugar when your body's breaking it down and processing it. So your body's basically saying like, no, we don't want this stuff in here.
Well,
so
pretty much everything you eat turns to glucose, which is a fancy word for blood sugar. But alcohol will also increase your chances of having alcoholic fatty liver disease. So that's not a good thing either. That's cirrhosis. So we don't want that.
Right.
But there are things you could do with alcohol so that we're not taking away things that people love. It's not that you cannot drink. It's that you have to really be mindful of quantity. There's a difference between having two light beers, because a light beer is significantly lower in calories than a regular beer, mm-hmm. versus having six beers.
Right.
You could do red wine that has some cardiovascular benefits. You could do White Claws, which are primarily club soda and white wine. If you're somewhere and they don't have that, just ask them to give you a wine spritzer. That's just half club soda and half wine. So a cup of wine might be 90 calories and a wine spritzer is 35.
Well, Anita, Doc, thanks so much for joining us today on this episode of Simply Medicine. It's been a lot of fun and we'd love to have you back another time.
That would be so great. Thanks so much.
Coming up, have you given blood lately? Well, there are some blood banks around the country that are having shortages. We're going to talk with Hawksworth Blood Center here in Cincinnati to see how they're doing and what's behind some of these shortages. I'm Anjanette Levy, and this is Simply Medicine on 55KRC, the talk station.